Hello, everyone out there. This is Mike Lindell of MyPillow, and I would love for you all getting involved to support Brandon Stations and his network. If you use the promo code WVW, you can save up to 66% off all my products at MyPillow.com, and half the proceeds are going to go to support his great network. Thank you.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome back. We are back on radio, which we've been, I guess, for the last few days, of course, but we're back on TV as well, live at frankspeech.com. For those that want to watch on television, frankspeech.com. We were on One America News, Mike and I were, last night for 2 hours on One America News, broadcasting and simulcasting also at frankspeech.com. So a lot's happening in the news. I'm going to have Shahram Haidian on here in just a second in regards to Afghanistan, what's going on there. Have some very interesting graphics for TV that I'll show for those watching on the television side. I did show them also on TV the other night, some of them, when I had Andy Woods on. And that TV show is at WVWTV.com right now. Some very interesting graphics because China is taking over Afghanistan. Many Americans are completely unaware that Joe Biden has just given his masters, and he works for the Chinese Communist Party. I think that's pretty well proven, though, is it not? He's just given his masters Afghanistan. Why does China want Afghanistan? You're going to find out. We're also going to talk about COVID camps. Believe it or not, this is already in writing. It has been in writing at least since July of 2020 with the CDC. So this is getting pretty ridiculous very fast. COVID passports now, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and it will spread to other cities, sadly. We'll get into the Taliban taking over Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. How are they all three connected? We'll talk about them coming to America. Fighting age young men now, Afghans, that will be brought into America. This is, again, how you bring down the country as the globalists let the Islamists and Marxists off the leash, as I've been warning for years on radio and TV, that they were doing that to create the crisis. Then the globalists who let the Islamists and Marxists off the leash can exploit it and offer up the solutions. So they create the crisis, then they offer the solution, the Hegelian dialectic, opposites conflicting. The change comes from the conflict. So they are deliberately setting us up for conflict. They also would like for some of you to lose your head and do something stupid that they could then use to justify cracking down on religious liberty and freedom. We will be posting later today at WVWTV.com my interview with William Jasper. Or is it already there? It's already there. Clay says it's already there. So if you go to WVWTV.com, I did an hour. Did that turn out to be about an hour? 40 minutes? Close enough. Turned out to be 40 minutes of me interviewing William Jasper on the connection between the Oklahoma City bombing and January 6th. The government, apparently, from the research, was behind, let happen, knowingly happen, maybe participated at some level, covered up, carried out, whatever, how you want to describe it. The Oklahoma City bombing that they could then use to crack down on people as well as to try to put themselves back in power. How is that connected to January 6th? That's available at WVWTV.com. I highly recommend you grab it, tweet it, Facebook it, email it, text it everywhere. That TV show with William Jasper from the box at the Alliance Center in Sioux Falls. I recorded that this week with him in person. It's available now at WVWTV.com. But if they cannot use the conflict to cause some Americans to become so frustrated they do something stupid that they can then use to exploit to justify cracking down on conservatives and the Constitution and religious liberties, political freedom, economic freedom, civil liberties, as I said, then they will manufacture the false flag. So we are in very perilous times. The Bible said it would happen. We're in them. It's moving quickly. And many of us are being set up, marginalized, characterized, terrorized, and then legalized the terrorizing of your political enemies. This is exactly what they did in Nazi Germany. That was a fascist system, big government, big business. That's what we're in now. But the globalist fascist and the World Economic Forum openly tells you they're fascist because they openly state they're all about the public-private partnership, public being government, private being business or nonprofits, the social sector. So they add in religion, and now you've got the three-legged stool that I've been warning about through my books and communitarianism, which is communism light. So they all end in the same place. By the way, my interview that I did with G. Edward Griffin a few weeks ago, I'm told, because I don't follow social media, but I'm told by my young staff that are, you know, they follow that, that my interview with Edward G. Griffin is all over social media. So apparently a lot of people liked that interview with G. Edward Griffin, and you can watch that at WVWTV.com as well. But he says, you know, they all are going to end, whether it's fascism, communism, socialism, Marxism, communitarianism, it's all going to end in the same place. And that's what we've been warning about for years. Joining me now is Shahram Haidian. Shahram, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Brandon, great to be back on the air with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you on. Before we get to Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Afghanistan collapsing, China moving in, I would invite our audience that are watching by television at frankspeech.com to go over to this screen right here. Logan or Clay, give me a thumbs up in the control room if we're showing that. Great. All right. This is the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, their website. I took a screenshot of it. Noticed it was updated July 26, 2020. Headline, interim operational considerations for implementing the shielding approach to prevent COVID-19 infections in humanitarian settings. What does that mean? That's a lot. Well, they should have just said COVID internment camps, but they had to say all that as masking term. Now, look at this next screenshot. Protection, consideration. This is right from the CDC website. Ensure safe and protective environments for all individuals, including minors and individuals who require additional care, whether they are in the green zone or remain in a household after the primary caregiver or income provider has moved to the green zone. Explanation. Separating families and disrupting and deconstructing multi-generational households may have a long-term negative consequences. Shielding strategies need to consider social, culture, gender norms in order to adequately assess and address risk to individuals, particularly women and girls. Restrict gender norms may be exacerbated by isolation strategies such as shielding. At the household level, isolating individuals and limiting their interaction, compounded with social and economic disruption, has raised concerns of potential increased risk of partner violence. Households participating in house swaps, listen now, households participating in house swaps or sector-wide cohorting are a particular risk for gender-based violence, harassment, abuse, et cetera, et cetera. But it clearly looks as though there is going to be the desire to separate families. They say that. Even this, those that would be participating in house swaps or sector-wide cohorting. Okay, I don't know about you, but this is getting a little concerning because it appears as though they are clearly setting up for some things to occur that may even, and some legal experts are warning. Listen to me. I'm telling you what some legal experts are warning, that they may even eventually try to tell you who you have to have come and live in your house. If you're in a certain zone, they're now going to say you're going to be having a few more people live with you or coming to your house and taking you out of your home. So then you look at the executive order that we went over last week signed by the governor of Tennessee, and that's very troubling. So I would be keeping a strong eye on some of this. I'll tell you, Matt Staver with the Liberty Council is also doing quite a bit of research on this as well and is warning about this as well. But I'm not sure what they mean by house swaps. This is very interesting. Shahram, would you like to comment?
Well, Brandon, I think it's disturbing, as you mentioned. Quick recent history. This is not surprising for the government to force people to take people in. We've seen this in Western Europe in recent history with the flow of refugees that were flooding Western Europe, where the governments of Germany were forcing people to give up their apartments, to give up their homes, to be able to house refugees. So the pattern of that behavior by a government is not new, and it's not that old. But the fact that you're seeing this now heightened, Brandon, in the United States, as we talked about last week when we were in Sioux Falls, that even in conservative states where they are using, again, these executive orders, people have to understand, and Brandon, you and I were saying this along with others back last year, that these emergency powers that they have given themselves are the problem. The fact that they declare and they continue to declare unconstitutionally the state of emergency. The state of Tennessee does not have a state of emergency. There is no pandemic spread. But yet the governor of Tennessee has been forthright in saying it's about federal funds, it's about the money. Now they're denying that the rollout of the National Guard, the rollout of the State Guard, the internment camps and quarantine facilities have anything to do with separating people from families or separating the vaxxed from the unvaxxed. But that's exactly where it's heading. This is the same thing that they did to the Jews in 1930s. This is the same thing in declaring those of us who are now, by the way, Brandon, did you see the headlines coming last week where and this was widely covered, that the United States government considers those that are against COVID measures. You saw the screenshots, right?
Yeah, let's go.
They were playing.
Let's
COVID
show that.
Measures
Give me a thumbs up in there,
terroristic
guys.
Terroristic threats.
Yeah, we're showing that on the screen for those watching at frankspeech.com. This is NBC News icon in the lower right-hand corner. Potential terror threats, opposition to COVID measures, claims of election fraud, 9/11 anniversary and religious holidays. Well, that third one would be your Islamic groups. So they're now lumping in people opposed to COVID measures and those concerned about election fraud in with Islamic extremist, Islamic terrorist. So welcome to America.
Welcome to America, and this is what we've been warning about, Brandon, that we've been warning, and the failure of the imagination, the failure of those within the church and within America, patriots, conservatives, to understand what is coming. When we were saying that by declaring states of emergency that they're going to put us under de facto martial law, this is what they're doing. And so now anybody that is against...
Oh, you better not cough on the air. You better not.
These lockdowns.
You better not cough on the air, Sharam. They're going to haul you off to a community isolation center.
I better not. Exactly. I better not. I must be a spreader, right?
Yeah. No, you're a super spreader.
Event,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But look at the screenshot. Give me a thumbs up in there, guys. All right. CDC Centers for Disease Control Prevention. This is their website, folks. Operational considerations for community isolation centers for COVID-19 in low resource settings. Look at that. Community considerations for community isolation centers. What's the date on this? August 9th, 2021. These are now been updated. August 9th, 2021. Last week, folks, here are your considerations for community isolation centers. So CICs is what they keep saying. CICs, community isolation centers, CICs. And they go, look at how long this list is for those watching on television. Look at how long this is, all right? How to set it up, the layout of the center. I mean, now again, when we started talking about this last year with Leo Homan, because one was being built, they were bragging about in an Indian reservation in South Dakota, and we showed the pictures and talked about it. People thought, this is like conspiracy crazy talk. What is wrong with these people? Now you can find this right there on the CDC. Again, folks, we are ahead of the curve, telling you what they're going to do before they do it, because we go and we find out where they're testing it, where they're doing a little pilot program, and then voila, it's all over. Music's playing, got a break coming. Comment, Sharam?
No, you're absolutely right. You've been ahead of the curve, Brandon. People need to wake up and know this is it. This is the moment, the line's in the sand.
We'll be right back. More with Sharam Hadian, his website, TILproject.org. Ours, worldviewradio.com. Hello, I'm Brandon House with a freeze-dried food update. In 2020, there was some of the highest demand for freeze-dried food this nation has ever seen. And as a distributor for Mountain House Foods that we use to provide a service to you with, as well as use to help fund our broadcast network, I can tell you in 2020, we tried for months and months to catch up on our back orders. There was such a huge demand. In fact, I'm told that Mountain House went through about 6 months' supply of food in a matter of days. So they were running 24/7 just to try to get caught up. Well, we were doing the same, and it took many, many, many pallet loads coming in to finally get caught up. Well, here we are now in the summer of 2021, and we're caught up. Many people are going back to life as normal, so they think. But do you really think life is going to go back to normal? The odds are overwhelming that this crisis that they created, this crisis that they manufactured, has worked so well to accomplish their goals, of which are many, including the destruction of the free market system, our religious liberty, our ability to assemble, and to put absolute control and fear into people so they could get them to go where they otherwise would never go. My friends, the fall and winter of 2021 and into 2022 could be quite staggering for this nation. There are many threats coming against our nation. We have seen the hacking of the Colonial Gas Pipeline. We have seen the first or second largest distributor of frozen food having their computers hacked into. We have seen many things that cause us to know that there is reason to be concerned about the disruption of the just-in-time inventory that includes the food that shows up at your grocery store. We also know China is buying up land in huge quantities here in America, along with Mr. Bill Gates and others. We know that China owns many of our meatpacking plants. So I'm going to let you know something, and that is this. We are seeing a lull in orders because we now have a lot of people thinking life's going to go back to normal. Well, I would urge you, while there's a lull and while you can get freeze-dried food, to get it. Because I'm rather confident in the coming weeks, we're going to once again be going into fall and winter, and there's going to become a surge of demand for freeze-dried food. I don't know why people want to wait until they need it to get it. Because usually, if everybody is running toward a certain item, there's going to be an issue of supply. So I'm urging you right now, if you want to obtain emergency food, and I believe Mountain House is the best. I've ordered it for my family for many years. I've eaten it since high school. It's the choice of many in the Navy SEALs. If you'd like to order Mountain House food from us, freeze-dried food, it has a 25-year shelf life. I would urge you to do it now while we have the inventory. Not only will you have an issue with inventory, we have inflation, so prices could go up. So I would urge you to order now, as we look to what's coming this fall and winter, because I don't think they're going to let this go. I think we're going to go into another period of time that could be very troubling for our grocery stores and just-in-time inventory. To place your freeze-dried food order, please go to wvwtv.com/store. That's WV, as in Worldview Weekend, wvwtv.com/store. wvwtv.com/store. If you prefer to order over the phone, you can call during normal business hours, 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. 901-825-0652. Don't wait until there is a huge demand again and a lack of supplies. Order while you can actually receive it in a timely manner. Thank you. So you get to bring me my coffee now that we're on TV because your mother here because your mother doesn't want to be seen on TV, right? Huh? I know she doesn't want to be seen on TV, so she won't walk in and give me my coffee anymore. So now it's got to be you. Well, you're a good kid, but you're not as cute as your mom. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldviewradio.com. I missed seeing my wife in the middle of the show and getting some coffee. So, but it's good to see you too, Logan. But we're gonna have to fix that so I can get my daily visit during the show from her. Worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Also, she didn't bring me the mug that has the logo on both sides. I had 20 mugs made with the logo on both sides, so no matter what side they turned the mug on, the logo would always be there. So I got the wrong mug. So now I've got to keep it turned that way for the logo to show out. Sharam Hayden joins me. TIL Project. What is it? No, Truth and Love. What is it? Truth and Love Project, or what is it?
TILproject.com. It is for Truth and Love, but it's TILproject.com.
All right, thank you. So we're talking about these COVID centers. They're calling them COVID or community isolation centers. Community isolation centers. Show the screenshot there again, if you would, folks. This is right from their website. If you want to just type in operational considerations for community isolation centers for COVID-19. It should bring you right to the CDC page I'm on. Operational considerations for community isolation centers for COVID-19. Then it should bring you right to the CDC page that I'm on right here. So this is very troubling. Now, we'll keep tracking this and where it's going, but I do want to go back to my PowerPoint, guys, and I particularly would like to show this picture up for television. I showed this on Sunday night, so for any of you not watching by TV that want to see these graphics, they are embedded in the TV show for WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. And so you go there and watch it. You'll see Dr. Andy Woods and I discussing this, also Leo Holman on Sunday night. But there's a picture of the Taliban commanders, fighters. They've taken control of Afghan government headquarters, and they're sitting there in the presidential palace. Apparently, I guess that's where that's being taken. But look at this map for those watching on television. Again, this map has been embedded in the TV show at WVWTV.com for those who want to see the map I'm referring to. Those watching on television, you'll see Afghanistan in blue. Then as you go to the right, you see this small little sliver of blue that goes between Tajikistan and Pakistan. Right in between those two countries is this little sliver of Afghanistan that touches China. So here is China's direct connection and bordering of Afghanistan. China wants Afghanistan. Most Americans are completely oblivious to the fact that the CCP want Afghanistan. Joe Biden, I believe, the puppet of communist China, has now allowed for the collapse of the Afghan government to go to the Taliban so China can have Afghanistan. Now, why would China want Afghanistan? Let me share with you from an article here. China and the Taliban began their romance. Now, this is Foreign Policy, July 21st, 2021. This is not a conservative website. We wouldn't agree with some of their, or the RAND Corporation, okay? But even they are reporting the truth here. China and the Taliban began their romance. Beijing has its eyes set on using Afghanistan as a strategic corridor once U.S. troops are out of the way. Amid all of this regional angst, China is quietly attempting to secure its interest in post-U.S. Afghanistan. Beijing has reportedly been actively engaging with Kabul on the construction of the Peshawar-Kabul motorway, which would connect Pakistan to Afghanistan and make Kabul a participant in China's massive infrastructure and investment plan, the Belt and Road Initiative. Once completed, these new thoroughfares should enable Beijing to pursue its goals of increased trade with the region and natural resource extraction. That's the key here. Natural resource extraction in Afghanistan. According to a 2014 report, Afghanistan may possess or does possess nearly $1 trillion worth of extractable rare earth metals locked within its mountains. So they want to get a hold of this. Now we go back to the map. And if you go to the TV show that I did Sunday night that included Leo Holman and Andy Woods, a trained attorney, theologian, goes into all of these stands, you know, Uzbekistan, Pakistan, you know, all of these different stands, Turkmenistan, all of these stands are mentioned in the scriptures as part of Central Asia and part of a coalition that makes up the Gog and Magog scenario that then moves against Israel. And there seems to be a group that comes from the east with a huge army, and that would make sense. It would be China. So here we see what is happening on a global scale appears to have serious biblical prophetic implications for all of these groups coming together, not being some kind of democratic government over there, as if that could ever happen in Afghanistan. But now we've allowed that to collapse. So there's the prophetic implications, okay? Now let's talk about the national security implications with Sharam. Because now it looks like the Biden administration can not only give Afghanistan to his communist Chinese masters, Beijing Biden can now give Afghanistan to his Beijing masters, but he can now, and those that are behind him, since he doesn't even know what day of the week it is, those behind him can use this so-called humanitarian crisis to import Afghans into Europe and into America. Now, if you notice the military planes and the pictures of those folks filling up those military planes, many of them are of fighting age. They are Islamic young men, fighting age. I saw the pictures. Many of the women are wearing hijabs. The only thing showing is their eyes. This means they are fully Sharia compliant. At least they're giving that message. Why on earth would we want them to come to our constitutional republic so they can grow their numbers of a Sharia army? Sharam?
Well, Brandon, that's a great question. And I think that that's one we've been talking about for years. This is a repeat of Syria under Obama, create the crisis. It opens the door for this so-called humanitarian effort. We must open the borders, flood them in. This is while we have a catastrophe happening with our southern border, that we have all these illegals that are coming into the nation, and who knows what other countries are coming in as well. We know that there's multiple nations represented within the southern border that are not just Hispanic, Mexican, or from South America. So that's a major national security threat. But this is Syria again. The angle that you're bringing from China is very interesting, because could it be, Brandon, that not only will these be Muslims, young men that are coming into America, obviously loyal to Sharia, but could it be, given your reporting, that they could be loyal to China, and that this is another way of bringing those into America that are loyal now to the takeover of America, the coup that is happening in America? So we have been warning about this, because Obama did the same thing with creating the scenario and the catastrophe supposedly in Syria. Now that the floodgates were open for Western Europe and for the United States, we know Obama was bringing in last year over 110,000 Muslims into this nation. The Syrians that were coming into this country, by the way, Brandon, even though 10% of Syria is Christian, and many of the Christians were being persecuted in Syria, 99.6% of those that were being welcomed into America were Muslim. They were not Christians. And the same thing is going to happen here. What about the Christians that are in Afghanistan right now? What about the Christian missionaries and agencies that are being threatened, that are being hunted down right now? Reports that I've gotten from somebody that I talked to was the fact that they're very concerned about these missionary organizations that are very covert. Obviously, they're underground, but that they're being hunted down by the Taliban. So
we have reports from that young girls are being raped. Young girls are being, and women, and I feel bad for all of them. I feel bad equally for all of them. I mean, your stomach turns on any of it, but I don't know why it is when we think of young girls. I mean, we shouldn't think any different about the women being raped to the young girls, but the whole thing just is disgusting to think of these women and these young girls being raped. I mean, because as a father, you think of the young, and of course, as a husband, you think of the wife. So, I mean, they're equally horrible. They are, but to think of this going on, the Taliban takes over and they're raping these young women and these girls and these adult women.
Absolutely. It is disgusting. It is horrific. It is evil. And it is Islam. Let's not forget that this is Islam. This is the Islam that those Muslims who don't want to follow fundamentalist Islam are under. And this is the Islam that those Christians, those who convert to Christianity in places like Afghanistan are under, in places like Syria and in Iran are under. So this is nothing new. This is prescribed by the Quran. This is prescribed by Islam. This is prescribed by Sharia, that they must violate, and particularly those that are seen as kafir, those who are seen as infidels. And let's not forget, the Taliban, being that they're fundamentalist Muslims following Wahhabism or Salafism, which is the most strictest interpretation of Islamic law of Muhammad, they believe that whether you're a non-Muslim or a Muslim, if you're not for them, you can be violated, you can be raped, you can be treated as garbage and as nothing but trash. So this is unfortunately what we're witnessing, and this is the failure, Brandon, of the West, of Christians to understand Islam and understand what is being played out.
Well,
but I
Sharam,
think there's a bigger
today,
agenda. The moment I saw this, it didn't sit right with me. The timing of this withdrawal, the timing of this collapse doesn't sit right with me. It just smells that there's something bigger going on, and you're bringing light to some interesting perspectives as far as China, as far as opening the floodgates. There's going to be a massive call from Western governments now. And by the way, this is in the moment where we're talking about New Zealand just went into lockdown because of supposedly one case of Delta variant. America, many cities and states are going into lockdown again. But we're going to open our floodgates, open our U.S. bases, and invite all these people from Afghanistan over now under the guise of this so-called humanitarian crisis, which I don't buy. I don't buy it's a humanitarian
crisis.
Did
you know, Sharama, that China was interested in Afghanistan? Was that news to you?
That was news to me. That was news to me because we know, obviously, Afghanistan has strategic value, just like Iran has strategic value. We know now that Russia and China are very closely working with the mullahs in Iran. We know they're working with the regime in Iran. We know their connection to Syria. I think and of course, I was very much aware of the Gog-Magog connection with the Central Asian countries. That was something that Dr. Woods and I have talked about for several years now, looking at Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, those areas. But the Chinese connection to it was very interesting because we knew Russia was connected, and I think Russia is very clearly mentioned in Ezekiel 38. But now with China and the great army of the East, well, what other great army could there be,
yeah,
potentially, than coming out of forces coming out of China, maybe in coalition with Russia, and now controlling Central Asia to come against Israel? So this is amazing that we potentially could be seeing Bible prophecy being fulfilled before our very eyes.
Quote, "We will honor women's rights within Islamic law," end quote. Notice the paraphrase there? "We will honor women's rights within Islamic law." Taliban spokesman holds first news conference in Kabul and promises they won't persecute women or take revenge against anyone as deputy leader returns after 20 years in exile. Well, you know how he's lying? Because his lips are moving. This Islamic piece of human trash, his lips are moving. You know he's lying. He can do it under Islamic law to appease the Western world. I'll be a nice guy when he's probably a butcher. The 18th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend is coming up Friday night, October 15th, Saturday, October 16th, half day Sunday, October 17th. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Don't miss out on this year's lineup. Live in person, Mike Lindell, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, William Federer, Kevin Freeman of the Economic War Room, Lieutenant Cleve McClary, Dr. Andy Woods, and myself, Brandon House, all live in person. Now, there's a banquet on Thursday night. It's optional. It's a concert banquet, as we did last year. If you want to see what that was like, just go to wvwtv.com/liveconcert, wvwtv.com/liveconcert, and you can get a sample of our live concert banquet from last year. This year will be lots of patriotic music, lots of new music. I'm putting together a whole concert that will be filled with gospel music, patriotic music. You're going to love it, fully orchestrated. Now, that again is Thursday night, October 14th, and it's optional. The conference gets underway Friday night, October 15th, all day Saturday the 16th, half day Sunday on the 17th. Now, we also have an optional luncheon on Saturday. The keynote speaker for that will be General Michael Flynn. So the Thursday night banquet and the Saturday luncheon are all optional. All the details are at wvwtv.com/Ozarks. wvwtv.com/Ozarks. You can order tickets online or by mail. wvwtv.com/Ozarks. It's filling fast. Don't miss out. wvwtv.com/Ozarks. The 18th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend, featuring Mike Lindell, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, William Federer, Kevin Freeman, Lieutenant Cleve McClary, Dr. Andy Woods, and myself, Brandon House. We look forward to seeing you on the beautiful Lake of the Ozarks for the 18th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us, Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. There's a Afghanistan-based radio and television call, and if you show my screen here, this is their news, supposedly, Afghan-based radio and television. I have no reason to doubt that to be the case, if someone can say otherwise. But here's a news source, if it is to be believed and trusted, as we're live on the air, kind of running quickly on the news. So again, we'll want to double check some of this so some of you can verify the authenticity of this. If, and we're going to say, since we're doing this live on the air, if this is true, this is interesting. As the Taliban continues their ruthless takeover of Afghanistan, they've taken to banning the COVID-19 vaccine in certain regions of the country. This Semshad News, an Afghani news platform, reported on Thursday that the Taliban has banned coronavirus vaccine distribution. Okay? And again, here is a website going to that Afghan website. Some of you, you can see it looks like it's in Arabic, the writing up at the top. But again, if this is to be believed, and we will need to do some independent verification, you just watch. Well, who is it that's banning and against the COVID vaccine? It's the religious right, the conservative right, and the Taliban, Sharam.
That's exactly right. There we go again. Goes back to that image you posted, right? That we're going to lump those who are against COVID measures along with terrorist organizations like the Taliban, like ISIS. So we are now nothing but Nazis and ISIS and the Taliban, right? I mean, they've been trying to make that connection, the left has, for years, that those who are religious conservatives like us, who are Christians, who believe in the Bible, who believe in freedom, who believe in liberty, we are now religious extremists, and we're no different than the Taliban who are going around raping women and denying science, right?
And,
Isn't that the headline that they're going to be is exactly right. I agree with you 100%.
And that's the graphic. If you'll show it again, guys, NBC News, see the, in the bottom right-hand corner, potential terror threats from the Department of Homeland Security, opposition to COVID measures, claims of election fraud, and then those who carried out 9/11. So they're already lumping us in. So if indeed the Taliban is, if that news report is to be believed, that Taliban is not going to, they're banning the COVID vaccine, then they are again going to use that to continue this narrative that we're all really just the same bunch of backwoods weirdos and pretty much low on the evolutionary chain. So this is getting very concerning, obviously. Now look at this screenshot for those watching. This is also in the TV show that I did with Andy Woods at WVWTV.com. The prophetic implications of the fall of Afghanistan. You should watch it at WVWTV.com. This screenshot, for those that can see it, this is in that TV show for everyone to see at WVWTV.com. It's from GoArmy.com. That's the website. Careers and jobs. Internment specialist. Internment/resettlement specialists are primarily responsible for day-to-day operation in a military confinement/correctional facility or detention/internment facility. Now, this has to do with the Army Reserve, I'm told, the National Guard. You can see the checklist right underneath there where it says Internment Resettlement Specialist. Look, enlisted, check. Active duty, check. Army Reserve, check. National Guard, check. Entry level, check. All right. So are they going to use the Army Reserve and the National Guard to set up internment resettlement camps? Well, apparently, is this in the U.S.? Well, one would believe it is based on what we're seeing. Sharam?
Well, Brandon, we know it is, like in states like Tennessee. No matter how much the governor of Tennessee, they're trying to backtrack and say that this isn't what it really is. When you have the language of the Executive Order 83 from here, for example, from the governor, that says that they're going to activate the National Guard and the State Guard to have COVID testing, to be able to construct the internment facilities, these quarantine facilities. So my question is, what are they preparing for, number one, in regards to deaths? Because clearly what they're preparing for is massive deaths. Well, that's not coming from those who are not vaxxed, because those who we trust on the medical side would say that we're already gone through getting to the phase with a virus that we have community spread now, and we've already gotten to that phase. So why is it that in the middle of summer, when people's vitamin D levels are naturally the highest, why do we have a massive viral outbreak? Well, it's because it's from the people that are getting the shot. Those are the ones who are getting the most sickest. And so could it be that they're preparing, number one, for massive death, so therefore that gives them the excuse? And number two, because we're going to be labeled as terrorist threats, or as terror threats, then that gives them the legal justification under, let's not forget, the Department of Homeland Security, which has the Patriot Act, which means that they can grab us and just can simply claim that it's national security and we don't get due process, we don't have constitutional rights anymore, and we can be moved into one of these quarantine camps because we are unvaxxed and we are need to be separated, we're unclean. Listen, Brandon, you and I have been talking about this, we've been warning about this, others have been warning about this. The problem is it's the failure of the American people to have the imagination to understand the level of evil that we're up against. These are end-time scenarios. This is a level of demonic and evil and, you know, a global system, the one-world government, antichrist system, that people, why is there a failure? Maybe it's because so many churches are so woke and refuse to teach on prophecy and understanding what is happening before our very eyes to understand how we need to resist, stand against this evil, and warn as we are doing, and prepare God's people for this level of persecution that is coming.
You know, you use a very interesting word there. You use the word unclean. People that have not been vaxxed, you use the word unclean. And I immediately wrote down that word, unclean. But below it, I wrote the word diseased. And below that, I wrote the word threat to the state. Now, who else and what place and time were deemed to be unclean, diseased, and a threat to the state? The Jews in Nazi Germany. They were considered a blight. Unclean, diseased.
Unclean. And yet, it was interesting, Brandon. We put an email out from our ministry last week, and I had an article in there, and I had some paragraphs I had written there comparing what is happening now to the Yellow Star of Nazi Germany. I said, could these vaccine passports be very similar to how the Yellow Star was used in Nazi Germany? And I had the most number of unsubscribed to that email because people don't want to hear this.
True.
They don't want to hear this truth. They don't want to hear this comparison. They think, oh, you're a bunch of conspiracy nuts. But I think history will show exactly what you just said. What other people group had that done to them? And that's exactly what I felt on my heart a number of weeks ago. I felt that the Lord was impressing upon my heart to warn that what God is, listen, in Christ, folks, in Christ, we are clean. We are clean in Christ. We are clean and made clean by the blood of Christ. No man, no government has the right to declare me unclean because I won't put an experimental shot into my body that changes my DNA. If people want to do that, that's their choice. But if I don't want to do that or you don't want to do that for my family, your family, then shouldn't that be our choice? Shouldn't we not cause a brother to stumble? I heard this all the time. So we cannot be made unclean, but that's exactly what they're doing. And then why can people not see the parallels between this and exactly what they did to the Jews? And remember what they did to the Jews, Brandon? They moved them into the ghettos. They didn't come out initially and said, we're going to annihilate the Jews and have the final solution.
They moved them to ghettos.
The fact that they're unclean, they're dirty, we need to remove them, we need to separate them from society, which began the Warsaw ghettos and the press, the narrative had to be sold that these people are dangerous, they're unhuman, and therefore they need to be removed from society.
You know, another thing that popped in my mind was a scripture. Good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. So those who are vaxxed and have taken this RNA vaccine, mRNA, that can change concepts of your body, that we know can damage your body. Again, you should go and watch. I have a friend of mine who was in the pharmaceutical area. His family sold their business for hundreds of millions of dollars into the medical area. He just watched in the last day or so my interview with Karen Kingston. Now, keep in mind, he comes from the medical background. His family developed a product that is used all over the world. And they sold their business for hundreds of millions of dollars. He has a background in that medical arena. And I was just told that he was watching the interview. A family member of mine was visiting with him and said, you know, so-and-so was just told me they watched the interview that Brandon did with Karen Kingston and was fascinated by it. Now, I mentioned that to say this is his background. And if he wasn't good at it, the family that built the business and sold it for hundreds of millions of dollars wouldn't have built the business and sold it for hundreds of millions of dollars. So clearly they know what they're doing when it comes into the pharmaceutical and the medical industry. He watched it. Now, if someone had told me he was going to watch it, my initial reaction would be, well, he may not believe it. He may be skeptical, which we all should be skeptical unless we do our homework, right? But I was pleased to hear that someone of his background watched it and reported to this person who reported right back to me. They were very impressed. So people are starting to understand this vaccine and what it does and can do is evil. But now what is being called good are those who take it. Who's being called evil is those who won't. So good is called evil. Evil is called good. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. We'll open the phone lines up for your thoughts, your comments, your questions. 1-800-347-9829. Sharam, we got about 4 minutes to break. 2 minutes to the music starts, or they're about 3 minutes. So quickly, quick answer. Taliban, what is the connection between Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and ISIS?
Well, let's understand that the Al-Qaeda was first. Al-Qaeda was started in about the mid-1980s. Of course, they claimed it was by Osama bin Laden. But I would argue that the United States government, starting under Jimmy Carter, really funded and supported what was ultimately Al-Qaeda, because it was the Mujahideen. The Mujahideen, the term for those who are jihad fighters. They are the ones who want to signify warfare against unbelievers, anybody that is not a Muslim. So the United States government, under operation, and I don't know if do you remember, Brandon, let me get to it here. This is the Operation Cyclone. This was the CIA. This is the same thing they did in Iran, where they undermined the Shah in Iran, the CIA did, right? The same thing they did in Afghanistan. And the CIA's involvement in funding the Mujahideen is what gave rise to bin Laden and rise to Al-Qaeda. Then the Taliban in about 1993 was an offshoot of Al-Qaeda. So Al-Qaeda was first, and then the Taliban came after the Al-Qaeda, which was more tribal. But both of them, Brandon, are following Wahhabism. This is a strict interpretation. It's the strictest school of Sunni Islam. It is basically, the best way to understand it is 7th century Sharia law. This is whatever Muhammad did, however Muhammad lived in the deserts of Arabia in the 7th century, whatever backwards, unhuman things they did back then, and the treatment of women and the treatment of children and no education for women and no education for children and second class citizens and so forth and so on. This is exactly what they're following today.
So now, what is the connection ISIS, between, course, there we go. What is the connection then? Music's playing. Tell me how ISIS fits in.
ISIS is basically an offshoot of the same sect of Islam. They just militarize. Instead of being more defensive, ISIS is going to be more offensive. The groups are ultimately with the same goal, is to create an Islamic state globally. But Al-Qaeda and Taliban were supposedly more defensive. ISIS was more offensive.
So ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban can all work together.
Absolutely, and they do.
And so when you're bringing the Afghans over here that are wearing their hijabs and all that, you're likely bringing ISIS fighters into America. True or false?
Without doubt, because that's what happened in Syria. By the
phone line's open, 1-800-347-9829. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate all the free radio shows and TV shows that we put out at worldviewradio.com and WVWTV.com? Well, if you do, will you support what we're doing? We have established several years ago Worldview Weekend Foundation. Our mission, well, there's several goals we have, but one of them is to provide people with biblical worldview programming, both radio and television. Now, these programs are free as a service and ministry of WVW Foundation. We could do what many people do, and that is they take their radio shows and their TV shows, and if you don't see them live, they go behind a paywall. In fact, some of them don't even make their shows available to anybody unless you belong to their club and get behind their paywall. We don't do that. We've wanted to make sure that we're offering the broadcast public service of our TV and radio shows to anyone, regardless of whether or not they can support what we're doing financially or not. So As a ministry and public service, WVW Foundation helps to underwrite the expenses of much of the bandwidth that we have to pay for. You see, when you watch a free radio show or TV show, it may be free to you, but it's not free. We incur thousands of dollars a month in paying for bandwidth. In fact, the last time I checked, we're spending $8,000 a month to give away free radio shows and TV shows just through the bandwidth bill. That doesn't count all the other expenses. But our Worldview Weekend Foundation exists in part to help us give away free radio shows and TV shows, and certainly at this crucial time in America and around the world. There's many other things that we do here at WVW Foundation, as you know. But if you appreciate the free radio shows and TV shows, would you make a tax-deductible contribution right now to our organization? You can do that at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com. You can also call during normal business hours and give over the phone using a credit card, 901-825-0652. That number is 901-825-0652. Again, 901-825-0652. You can also use our mailing address, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Again, that's WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you for your tax-deductible support of the WVW Foundation so we can make free programming available to everyone. All right, welcome back. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. We're going to go to the phone lines, Greg, Wayne, Todd. But breaking news quick. Give us the breaking news now as we're on the air, Shram.
Well, we're seeing the reporting from the Epoch Times, Brannon, that the Biden administration just authorized $500 million for Afghan relocation, refugee relocation. So here's the floodgates. This is exactly what I just said. This is Syria again. This is a distraction. Not to say there's not horrible things happening on the ground. I don't want to take away from that. There are Christian missionaries that are in danger right now. We need to pray for them. But this is a strategy. This is to turn over, as you said, Afghanistan to China, and this is to open the floodgates for those who are coming in who are Sharia compliant. Because again, as I said, in Syria, majority Muslims, Sharia compliant. They did not assimilate. The Syrians coming into Europe did not assimilate. The Syrians coming to America, most of them didn't assimilate. And many of these Afghanis coming in are going to have a hard time assimilating if they're following Sharia and if they're potentially loyal to China.
1-800-347-9829. We're going to go through your calls, make your comment or question as fast as possible, roll through as many calls as possible. We have another line open, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. They're stacked and racked. Let's go to line three. Greg from Minnesota, thanks for calling in, Greg.
Thanks a lot, Brandon. I heard you talking about, you know, all these Afghanis coming into the country, and I heard a report this morning of at the southern border, there was like over 700 Russians and over 100 Ukrainians passing through. Does that kind of link a little bit?
Yeah, it links. And when you add that to, if you go over to worldviewtimes.com, worldviewtimes.com, you will see an article. I'm going to bring it up here, guys. Here we go. If you guys want to show a screenshot of this, here we go. Chinese Communist Party leaders may already be in place in America for strategic overthrow of U.S. government. Okay, this is an article by Colonel Lawrence Sullen. All right, so we are being invaded. This is an orchestrated and planned invasion by domestic enemies. While we're being called the domestic enemies for believing in God and country and the Constitution and truth and righteousness and justice, we're being called evil, the domestic terrorists. But the real domestic enemies are allowing our foreign enemies to invade with a foreign army, posing as a humanitarian relief project, and also the southern border, which now apparently there was talks with the president of Mexico and Kamala Harris, it's been said, about just opening up the border. We are being invaded by a foreign army, both Islamic and Marxist. True or false, Shram?
Absolutely true. This is the red and green axis that we highlight in the movie Sabotage, Brandon, the best-selling movie Sabotage. That is, we've talked about this red and green axis, that the Islamists are going to be, the Muslims are going to be the foot soldiers for the globalists, for the communist Marxists. We've been talking about this, and that they're going to use those avenues to bring in those who are loyal to the globalist agenda, and Islam is being given the dogs on the leash, so to speak. And a quick point, the woke Christian, it's like we struggled in 2016, 2017, 2018 with the whole interfaith movement. The woke Christians are going to be out there. You're going to see the headlines tomorrow, right? Oh, look, God is bringing all these Muslims to us in America to share Christ with them. But there's not going to be any sharing Christ with them. They're going to simply give them free housing and free health care while they assimilate into enclaves. If we're
because if they give them
the
gospel,
say, okay, you know, there's an opportunity. But no, this is something that is pre-planned, and I think you're absolutely right that this is the red-green axis.
If they give them the gospel, they won't get their federal money. They won't get their federal money. They have to sign a contract, no proselytization, or they don't get the federal money. So don't let them tell
exactly.
you this is about sharing Jesus with them, because they would get cut off their money. Let's go to
exactly.
Wayne. Wayne.
The problem is most people don't know that.
Wayne, line two in South Dakota. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hi, thank you. When I was in high school, just almost 50 years ago now, we had a man named Benny Hockman who spoke to us. He was he went into the concentration camp in Auschwitz, I believe it was, where he spent his time from 16 to 18 years old. He was young enough, strong enough, he did live through it. And he was telling our school assembly that Germany was a modern, industrialized Christian country. And what happened in Germany could happen right here in America if the Americans allowed it to happen. And America's been on a party for the last 50 years, 60 years, and the bills come due. And I think that I didn't think I'd live long enough to see this, but it's actually materializing now. And, you know, another footnote that a lot of people aren't aware of, Hitler loved his Muslim affiliation because he saw those Muslim soldiers as fearless, Jew-hating warriors. And so, again, fascism, you know, and Muslims, red-green axis, going back to Hitler and his takeover of Germany and Europe.
Yep.
And here we are in America, 21st century. Benny Hockman is absolutely correct. I don't know how many kids paid attention, but I've never forgotten some of the horrific stories. Anything that you've heard about Al-Qaeda, Taliban, ISIS, the brutality, the evil brutality that they're capable of, the Nazis. Done the same thing to women and children, old people. Some of the stories I won't even repeat.
You're absolutely right. I got to keep moving to get more calls. He's right. But you go to sabotagethemovie.com. You can watch an hour for free. Sabotagethemovie.com. The Grand Mufti of Palestine, connected back to Muslim Brotherhood, worked with Hitler, recruited tens of thousands to wear the Nazi uniform along with the crescent, or along with the Islamic sword and the swastika. He's absolutely right. He's dead on. History's got it. We've got the pictures. We've got the video of the Grand Mufti and Hitler working. It came out at the Nuremberg trials, and the Grand Mufti helped to push more Jews into the concentration camps, resisting the plea for some of them to be allowed to leave, the Jews, Hungary and Bulgaria. Instead, including several thousand children, he demanded their murder. He did not want them ending back up in what we know today as Jerusalem or Israel. Kyle, line four. Kyle, thank you for calling in. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, how is it that the Taliban are on Twitter, but President Trump isn't?
Yeah, that's dead truth. That's 100% truth, what he just said. We checked it out the other day. We absolutely, Kyle. Good. Well, that tells you everything, right? That tells you what big government and big tech want. Again, evil is called good. Good is called evil. Gary in Michigan. Great point, Kyle. Glad you called in. Line three, Gary, Michigan, go.
Yeah, I wondered what happened to the talk about all the Muslim terror camps that the FBI had mapped out during Obama's administration.
Well, there are again reports that they are out there. We get reports from people in the intelligence outside the intelligence arena who track this. Some of them who fly, we're told, some of their private airplanes and helicopters over and take pictures as private citizens. So we are told by several key people these groups are definitely still there. 15 seconds, Shram. Some of these terror camps still here in the U.S. and they're training?
Absolutely. They're still there. They're under they're not under the radar. It's just that we have a corrupt FBI and
that allows
DHS
it.
That
All right.
are covering for them.
Tillproject.com. Art.org. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com.
Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Recently, I had Melissa Tate in my studio audience. Melissa was raised in Zimbabwe, and she told me a very interesting story while at the news desk. She spoke about the hyperinflation of Zimbabwe. In fact, she referenced her mother, and she said that her mother had, and she gave the number of somewhere, say, around $200,000 in her savings. But under hyperinflation, she said that $200,000 that would have bought a very nice house in Zimbabwe prior to the massive inflation ended up buying just a bag of groceries. Let me say that again. We have on video someone by the name of Melissa Tate that has seen the ravages of Marxism and socialism and hyperinflation. And she said $200,000 savings account of her mother was relocated to having the purchasing power of buying a bag of groceries. I asked her, who survived that economically? She said those that were invested in hard assets, tangible, real assets. You know what's real money, real assets, real wealth? I'll tell you. Gold, silver, houses, and land. Gold, silver, houses, and land. That's real assets. Gold and silver is a real money. It's a real storing of wealth. And my friends, if you are interested in finding out more about how you can be diversified to protect yourself against the rising inflation in America, and you all know there's rising inflation. The question is, will it turn into hyperinflation? But how about confiscation of your wealth, your hard-earned life savings? We know that there is a war being declared on Christians, conservatives, and constitutionalists. Do you want to legally put some of your assets in a way that allows you to have privacy? Well, you can check into numismatic coins. Numismatic coins, those 1933 and older coins, that gives you privacy. Whether you're talking bullion or older coins, if you want to get educated on precious metals, I urge you to call Swiss America. They have been sponsors of ours for many years. In fact, I'm going to give you the cell phone number of Wes Peters. Wes has become a friend of mine for the last several years, and many of you have met him as he has exhibited at many of our Worldview Weekend conferences. If you would like to get a no-obligation free packet of information, no-obligation free packet of information, you can call or text Wes on his cell phone number at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. You can text him your name, number, and mailing address, and just simply say, hey, I heard about the free packet of information. Here's my information. Send it to me. Or you can call him. Text or call 602-558-8585. 602-558-8585. Now, after you get the packet of information, go through it, write down all your questions, and then call him and follow up. Wes is about education. He wants folks to be educated. He believes after they do their own due diligence, have their questions answered, and obtain the education they need, they can make a decision that is best for them. There is no cookie cutter, folks. We don't give financial advice. We give financial education and opinion. You need to do your homework and decide what is best for you. I believe that begins by getting this free packet of information by texting Wes Peters or calling him at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Don't wait until your life savings buys the equivalent of a bag of groceries, as happened in Zimbabwe.